persecution. There is a camel that no one likes to ride. Neither bride nor camel driver likes it. It seems to have a special antipathy to anyone that decides to live in friendship with Isaac. That animal acted as if it had a long-lasting hatred of the son of his master, Abraham. It would turn that same hatred on any friend or follower of Isaac. The name of that ugly-natured camel is persecution, though they called it Percy for short. However, mean as it was, and vicious as it tried to be, it still must be watered, fed, cared for, and ridden on. It was both treacherous and vicious to all. It would gladly sink its teeth into an arm or a leg any chance it got, and its bite with its yellow contaminated teeth could cause dangerous wounds. Any rider on Percy, or even anyone that tended to its needs, must be ever watchful. It would spit its evil-smelling cud on anyone it could reach. One wonders at first why Eliezer chose Percy to carry Rebekah to Isaac. Then the real reason is discovered. It is by far the strongest and fastest camel of the caravan. Strong though it is definitely not a smooth-gaited animal. A day on that animal is sure to make its rider ache in every bone and sore all over her body because its walk is so rough and uneven. However, after a few weeks, Rebekah discovered to her surprise that after riding a few times on Percy, she was more hardy and toughened and felt stronger than she had ever felt before. All the other camels were so much easier to ride after she had learned to overcome and ride Percy. Rebekah even learned to feel pity and compassion for the beast as she sat on it. So driven inside, it seemed to be that it could not rest, and its anger even flared out at the other camels in the caravan. She wondered just what had happened to it to make it so resentful and angry. Was it jealousy? Envy because other camels were caressed and petted, while everyone seemed to evade old Percy as much as possible? She tried to pet it a time or two, but it was too angry and reactive and furiously rejected her. Nevertheless, in her pity, she tended it as kindly as possible.